Senate Bill 38, an act to require certain information to be collected to create a database of certain public officials and public employees for use in the event of an emergency or disaster, and to authorize administrative rules to implement the reporting procedures.
Senate Bill 38 has had its second reading and is up for final consideration. Are there any remarks?
Madam President.
Senator Dugard.
Thank you, Madam President. Ladies and gentlemen of the Senate, when I left to come to the Senate for this legislative session, I gave my wife my phone number where I could be reached at my motel. I gave her a fax number where she and where my employer could also fax me information. I gave everyone that I dealt with personally and on a business level a set of numbers and addresses where they could reach me quickly, and particularly my wife in the event of an emergency. We had, on a national scale, what everyone would agree was an emergency last September. And if that emergency would have occurred in this state and required immediate action by state or local government officials, we would not have been prepared in the sense of having those phone numbers and addresses that we should have, that our government at its highest levels should have. Since that time, the governor has acted through the department, through his own office, and also through the Department of Military and Veterans Affairs to assemble that information. The governor's office and that department contacted counties across the state, cities across the state, and townships, and got the addresses of people who are in charge of the fire department, or in charge of police, or in charge of water, telephone, all those kinds of things. But it took quite a long time to assemble that information. And it made us aware how vulnerable we were how vulnerable we would be in the event of such an emergency, and how difficult it would have been to contact those officials immediately. After hours and hours of work collecting those phone numbers and those addresses of local government officials, we have now, in the governor's office and in the Department of Military and Veterans Affairs, a list. And on that list is contained all the government workers who we might need to contact. But that list will quickly become outdated. Indeed, it probably is already outdated. People move. They become defeated in re-election, they die, and those people and those names and addresses are probably not current now. So this bill provides a mechanism whereby annually all government officials at local government levels would notify the department of their address, their phone numbers, whether they be business or personal, and their fax numbers and cell phones, and whether you're an official at the county level or at the city level or at the township level, that information will be made available and centrally located so that in the event of an emergency, we will be prepared. And that information will be updated annually shortly after each election, whether it be a city election, which may occur in April of each year, or after general elections, or whenever the case may be. So with that, I recommend and ask for the Senate's support of this bill. Thank you.
Further remarks?
Madam President.
Senator Hutmacher.
Thank you, Madam President. If I could ask a question of Senator Dugard.
State your question.
Senator Dugard, I see this is really not permissive legislation. It says that they shall release the numbers, but there's no penalty attached. And what will happen if the city or township or county, one of the employees or half of them or all of them, decide that they don't want to release personal information to state government and comply with this rule? And what will be the enforcement procedure, and how would that work?
Well,
Senator Dugard,
that question did come up in testimony, and we were told in committee that there had been no reluctance to provide this information. If there was any reluctance, they felt it would be de minimis, and in fact that most people would willingly provide this information. They know when they're elected to public office and when they assume the responsibility of serving in a public service capacity that levels of government need to reach them. and on an emergency basis, people understand that necessity. So if there is any reluctance, I think it will be de minimis. You're right, I don't see any enforcement provisions in here. I suppose you could make the claim that it's a misdemeanor, as I think elsewhere in the code is provided. Any refusal to comply with a statute where there's no penalty, there's a misdemeanor attached to it. I frankly don't think that will be a problem, but you're correct. There is no enforcement provision within the bill.
Senator Hutmacher, you have the floor.
Thank you, Madam President. I guess my concern is that, you know, this may be an infringement on constitutional rights, yet I don't see South Dakotans carrying that through. There may be some at some point in time that does this, and I'm just curious if there was some type of penalty and if it was going to go back to the individual or just back to the governing body that was responsible for making the report. That concerns me just slightly, and I understand the need to collect the numbers and really wonder if this bill's ready to move on or if we need to do some more work on it.
Further remarks?
Madam President. Madam President.
Fine.
Right here.
Oh, right here, Kerman. Senator Steggers.
Yes, I have a question, sponsor.
State your question.
Yeah, Senator Dugard, I just wanted to clarify that after September 11th, we do have the state gathering this information. Was this in violation of any law or anything like that in gathering the information after September 11th? Or?
Senator Dugard.
Thank you, Madam President, and thank you for the question. I think the information was requested voluntarily to be given. And again, the state realized the situation that they could be in had something like this occurred within our state and the need for that kind of information. And so the governor just set about collecting it and requesting it. And again, those people of whom the information was requested realized it makes sense. If I'm the water superintendent in Del Rapids and there's a question about the safety of the water supply, do I want the governor to be able to reach me and alert me that there's some danger? Of course I do. And the citizens of Del Rapids expect that their water superintendent will be available on an emergency basis for that purpose. And I think we all realize the vulnerability of our state and of our citizens following the incidents of September 11, and I think those people of whom that information was requested readily provided it.
Yes.
Senator Steggers, you have the floor.
Yes, I guess that what happened after September 11th was done in a very reasonable way. We had people volunteering this information. So I guess the question I have is, you know, why do we have to really have a law like this? Because all we have to do is right now just get on the phone and request this information from officials. I guess we're just getting bogged in needless detail here when we can just simply go ahead and do it and no problem at all.
Further remarks, Senator Whiting.
Well, Senator Steggers is of course right. That would be one way to do it. And I think the exercise that the governor's office went through indicated the difficulties in accomplishing the objective, which is to keep an up-to-date list. Number one, it takes a lot of time for one person or several people to get on the telephone and call all over the state to get the names and addresses and so on of all these elected officials. And as Senator Dugard has pointed out, this changes. I mean, that list was out of date before they hung up from the last call. And so what this does, it just puts the burden on back on local levels of government to provide that information on a timely basis, which seems to me to be a much more effective way than to have somebody manning a phone from Pierre trying to keep up to date on the various changes. I mean, I'm sure this list is changing literally every day.
Further remarks?
Madam President.
Senator Ketzel.
Thank you, Madam President, members of the House. I'm going to stand up, and this is kind of an awkward position for me to oppose this bill, but I'm going to do that. After serving on the Sioux Falls Fire Department for 20 years, I know firsthand what it's like to have access to information such as this and how necessary it is. I know that in Sioux Falls, numerous times when we had major fires or major incidents, we needed to be able to get a hold of some of our members. And what it boils down to is this. You've heard how since September 11th, voluntarily people have come forward with this information. We have in place a state emergency preparedness plan. That plan calls for all of these, every one of these governmental entities to become involved in the plan, to share this information now. I don't think that we need this law. I find it extremely unnecessary anyway to do something that we're already doing voluntarily.
Further remarks? Yes, Senator Ake.
Thank you, Madam President. A question of the sponsor.
State your question.
Senator Dugard, has there been an analysis to see what the cost of the various entities affected by this law would be?
I'm sorry, I think has there been any?
Is your mic working, Senator?
It's supposed to be.
Okay, try it again.
Has there been an analysis of the cost to the various entities affected by this bill?
I don't believe so. However, if you think through what it is that is being requested of the cities and the counties and the kind of information that will be provided, I think it's very likely that although the overall statewide list is probably changing rapidly, at each local level, the information provided by, say, again, the city of Sturgis, for example, though the council may change, the people that are in charge of the various departments within the city probably does not change significantly, very rapidly. So more than likely, a person can have this list on their word processing or on a sheet that they can make a slight change once a year and resubmit the same information. So I don't think that there's been any study to determine what this cost would be, but I think it's, again, relatively small.
Senator Apa, you have the floor.
Thank you, Senator Dugard. Thank you, Madam President.
Further remarks? Further remarks? Hearing none, the question before the Senate is final consideration of Senate Bill 38. As your name is called, those in favor say aye. Those opposed, nay. The Secretary will call the roll.
Senator Albers?
Aye.
Apa? Senator Bogue?
Aye.
Rose?
Aye.
Brown?
Aye.
Craddock?
Aye.
Dugard?
Aye.
DeHuick?
Aye.
Dennard?
Aye.
Dietrich Leary?
Aye.
Dietrich Elmer?
Aye.
Drake?
Aye.
Duxbury?
No.
Everest?
Aye.
Greenfield?
No.
Hagen?
No.
Ham?
Aye.
Huttmacher?
Aye.
Cleven? Hetzel?
No.
Koskin?
No.
Madden?
No.
McCracken?
Aye.
McIntyre?
No.
Moore?
Aye.
Munson?
Aye.
Olson?
Aye.
Putnam?
No.
Reedy?
Aye.
Staggers?
No.
Sutton?
Aye.
Simmons?
Aye.
Vitter?
Aye.
Valesky?
No.
Whiting? Madam President, ayes 23, nays 11, one excused.
Senate Bill 38 has received a majority vote of the members elect and is declared passed.